今天的题目是哀怨中的叶伯。
The topic today is Job in the midst of sorrowful complaint.
经文是取自叶伯记第六章第一到第十三节。我请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。只是读中文，如果你看英文的跟着一起看。
So it will only be read in Chinese, please follow in your English Bible.
约伯记六章一到十三节，约伯回答说：惟愿我的烦恼称一称，我一切的灾害放在天平里，现今都比海沙更重，所以我的言语急躁，因全能者的箭射入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了，神的惊吓摆阵攻击我，野驴有草岂能叫唤，牛有料岂能吼叫，物淡而无盐岂可吃吗，蛋清有什么滋味呢，看为可厌的食物我心不肯挨近，唯愿我得着所求的，愿神赐我所切望的，就是愿神把我压碎，伸手将我剪除，我因没有违弃那圣者的言语，就仍以此为安慰，在不止息的痛苦中还可踊跃，我有什么气力使我等候，我有什么结局使我忍耐，我的气力岂是石头的气力，我的肉身岂是铜的呢，在我岂不是毫无帮助吗？智慧岂不是从我心中赶出进境吗？谢谢。
两个星期前我的题目是苦难中的叶伯。
Two weeks ago, the topic was Job in the midst of suffering.
上个星期的题目是绝望中的叶伯。
Last week's topic was Job in the midst of hopelessness.
那今天我们题目是哀怨中的叶伯。
Today it is Job in the midst of sorrowful complaint.
那苦难使到叶伯感到绝望。
Suffering causes Job to lose hope.
而造成他向人向神哀怨。
And it caused him to complain to man and to God.
所以叶伯在叶伯记第七章第一到第四节这么说。
So Job said in chapter 7 verse 1 to 4.
他说人在世上岂无征战吗，他的日子不像雇工人的日子吗。
Has not man a hard service on earth, and are not his days like the days of a hired hand?
像奴仆切慕黑影，像雇工人盼望工价，我也照样经过困苦的日夜，夜间的疲乏为我而定。
Like a slave who longs for the shadow, and like a hired hand who looks for his wages, so I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are appointed to me.
我躺过的时候便说我何时起来，黑夜就过去呢？我竟是翻来覆去，直到天亮。
When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise? But the night is long, and I am full of tossing till the dawn.
这个是叶伯经历到苦难的时候所发出的心声。
So this is what Job was feeling when he was going through suffering.
所以叶伯遭遇到这个苦难的时候充满了生活里面充满了痛苦。
So when Job was suffering, he was full of pain in his life.
他认为自己已经来到人生的尽头。
He thinks that he's at the end of his rope.
而且资源耗尽的一个地步。
And that he does not have any more resources to go on.
那如果你还记得的话。
If you still remember.
那叶伯在第三章曾经咒诅过自己的生日。
Job cursed his birthday in chapter 3.
认为死了比活着受痛苦更好。
He think that if he died, it would be better than suffering while he's alive.
所以感到非常的悲观。
So he was very, very depressed.
那因此他在这节经文他说。
So here he said,
受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？
Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul?
那来到约伯记第六章、第七章的时候，约伯终于打破了这个沉默。
So here, when we arrive at chapter 6 and 7, Job finally broke his silence.
那开始第一次啊，对朋友们的谈论有回应。
And for the first time, he responded to his friends, saying.
那他向朋友们申诉自己的痛苦。
And he told his friend about his suffering.
而且感叹人的人生的短暂。
And he also, talk about how short life is.
充满了悲哀和痛苦。
He was full of sadness and pain.
所以在约伯记第六章第二节到第四节，约伯申诉说。
So in Job chapter 6 verse 2 to 4, Job said,
唯愿我的烦恼称一称，我一切的灾害放在天平里，现今都比海沙更重，所以我的言语急躁。
Oh, that my vexation were weighed, and all my calamity laid in the balances, for then it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore, my words have been rash.
我因全能者的箭射入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了，神的惊吓摆阵攻击我。
For the arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me.
所以约伯的情绪激动啊，他感到啊自己很啊的处境很悲哀。
So he was intense, he was excited, and he felt that his condition is impossible.
所以他认为自己所承受的痛苦比这个海沙还重。
So he think that what he was suffering is heavier than the sand in the sea.
所以在这里他使用这个烦恼跟灾害这两个词语来描述自己所受的那种苦。
So here he used two terms, the vexation and also calamity.
所以第一个词语是烦恼。
So the first one is vexation.
所以烦恼这个词语是一般上是指这个苦难所带来的忧伤、愁烦和痛苦。
So usually vexation has a meaning of, the sadness, anxiety, and the pain that was brought forth by suffering.
那比如说当哈拿不能够生育的时候，圣经告诉我们她很愁苦。
So, for example, in the Bible, when Hannah cannot give birth, she was feeling, vexated.
那么大卫因为啊他自己的软弱，还有恶人的陷害，使到他感到非常的忧愁。
And David, he felt really sad about his own weaknesses and also the attack from, the evil ones. He felt really vexated.
我们在传道书第二章也以这个词语来描述到这个人生充满了这个愁烦还有这个劳苦。
And in Ecclesiastes, there's also a verse that describes how life brings forth, nothing but hard work and also sadness.
所以人在日光之下劳碌内心在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。
What is a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night his heart does not rest. This also is vanity.
所以约伯认为这个忧愁对一个人的健康有不良的影响。
So Job thinks that depression causes bad effect on the physical being.
那因此他在这里说，我的眼睛因忧愁昏花，我的白体好像隐儿。
So here he said, my eye has grown dim from vexation, and all my members are like a shadow.
那叶伯因着面对这些苦难啊，带来给他这种忧伤。
And because of how Job was facing his suffering, it brought forth these effects.
以致影响到他的眼睛。
And it affected his eyesight.
那么使到他的视力模糊不清。
And that he can no longer see clearly.
那叶伯使用第二个词语就是灾害。
And the second term is calamity.
啊，灾害就是指这个天灾人祸。
And calamity is referred to natural and man-made disaster.
所以叶伯指的是他自己不但完全失去了自己的家产。
So Job is referred to not only did he lose all his wealth.
丧失了十个儿女。
He lost all his children.
疾病临到自己的身上。
Sickness was upon him.
还要面对这些社会人士这个人士的气绝。
He has to also face the abandonment from society.
和一连串的灾害还有攻击。
And also a bunch of a slew of disasters and blow.
那除了叶伯之外啊，大卫也遭遇过灾害。
And besides Job, David also has suffered calamity.
那大卫认为灾害是人不可以避免的。
David thinks that calamity is unavoidable.In life.
但是他却相信神能够使他度过他所面对的灾害。
But he believed that God can help him, get through the calamity.
所以在诗篇57篇第一节他说。
So in Psalm 57 verse 1 he says.
他说神啊求你怜悯我怜悯我因为我的心投靠你。我要投靠你在你的翅膀的荫下。等到灾害过去。
Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by.
所以叶伯所遭受那种灾害是远超过他的能力所能够承担的。
So what Job was suffering is far exceeds what his strength can handle.
连那个天平都没有办法去衡量。
Even though the scale cannot measure it.
所以他说我承受那种苦就是比这个海沙还更重。
That's why he said his suffering is heavier than the sand in the sea.
那这个是一个夸大的说法英文叫做 hyperbole.
So this is...
就是强调一个人所受的苦是已经到那个极度的痛苦。
And it is to stress the fact that the suffering is maximized.
已经到了一个无法忍受的一个地步。
And it is to the point of someone is will not be able to bear it.
所以在这个苦难的折磨之下叶伯的性情变成急躁。
So under the torture of suffering, Job changed to be quick-tempered.
也说话的时候也十分冲动和激烈。
He was also, his speech became impulsive and intense.
什么是急躁?
So what is quick-tempered?
急躁就是没有经过头脑,然后就那种冲动的方式来发言。
It means someone speak before thinking about it.
叶伯的朋友所罚看见叶伯的那种顽固。
So one of Job's friends saw Job's stubbornness.
他也急躁起来。
He also became quick-tempered.
所以这个是他讲的。
So this is what he said.
他说我心中急躁所以我的思念叫我回答。
Therefore my thoughts answer me because of my haste.Within me.
急躁表现出一个人的愚昧。
So, quick-temperedness shows someone's foolishness.
因为他的言语不但能够击伤人、刺伤人，也会得罪神。
Because not only will his speech hurt people, it will also not in favor of God.
那难怪箴言书二十九节二十九章二十节这么说。
So that's why Proverbs 29 verse 20 said.
他说你见言语急躁的人吗？愚昧人比他更有指望。
Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him.
所以因着这个苦难所带来那种急躁。
So because of the suffering that brought forth hastiness.
那使到耶伯把神比喻成好像一位箭手一样。
So Job uses an archer to talk about God.
而他是这个箭靶子。
He is the target.
那么在圣经里面，先知耶利米在受苦的时候，也把神比喻成好像一个箭手一样。
So the prophet Jeremiah, when he was suffering, also used archer to talk about God.
而他是箭靶子。
And that he is the target.
所以耶利米哀歌说，他张弓将我把当作箭靶子，他把箭袋中的箭射入我的肺腑。
So in Lamentations it says, He bent his bow and set me as a target for his arrow. He drove into my kidneys the arrows of his quiver.
所以耶伯哀怨是有他的原因的。
So Job complained for a reason.
所以在耶伯记第六章第五节到第七节说。
So in Job chapter 6 verse 5 and 7 it says,
他说野驴有草岂能叫唤？牛有齿岂能哄叫？
Does the wild donkey bray when he has grass, or the ox low over his fodder?
无蛋而无盐岂可吃吗？蛋清有什么滋味呢？
Can that which is tasteless be eaten without salt?Or is there any taste in the juice of the mallow?
有些英文翻译本它翻译成是 egg white, 应该是蛋白吧。
Some translation instead of mallow, it is actually the egg white.
看为可厌的食物我心不肯挨近。
My appetite refuses to touch them. They are as food that is loathsome to me.
所以在这里耶伯引用一些智慧的格言来说明他哀怨的原因。
So here, Job is using some idiom to explain why he's complaining.
耶伯说如果这是野驴有草吃就不会叫唤。
He said, if a wild donkey has grass to eat, he will not bray.
那牛有这个饲料吃的话它就不会哀叫。
And the cow, if they have the feed, they will not moan.
那同样的食物没有盐不能吃是不是
Similarly, food without salt is unedible.
那今天晚上你煮菜的时候不要放盐。
So now when you cook, don't put any salt in.
所以这个蛋清或者蛋白根本没有味道。
So, egg white is tasteless.
换句话说如果一个人的需要得到满足的话。
So he is saying that if the need of a person was satisfied,
他就不会埋怨或者哀叫。
Then he will not complain or moan.
那野驴是一种难驯的一种动物。
So wild donkey is something you cannot tame.
而牛的本性是很顽固的。
And the nature of a cow is very stubborn.
可是牛却勤奋的耕种。
But the cow can be trained to plow the field.
但是耶伯不是那些难驯的野驴。
But Job is not like a wild donkey.
他也没有这些牛顽固的本性。
And he did not have the stubbornness of a cow.
相反的圣经说他是一个正直而且敬畏神又远离恶事的人。
Actually, the Bible said he is a straightforward, God-fearing man who stay away from sin.
那为什么他要承受这么大的痛苦呢？
Then why would he be suffering?
所以叶伯哀怨不是因为他没有病呻吟。
So, Job complained not because he does not have sickness.
而是他要承受这些莫名其妙的痛苦。
But it's because he's suffering without a reason.
所以一个受苦的人他哀怨。
So when a person is suffering, he moans.
来抒发他心里面的痛苦是理所当然的。
It's to release the pain that is inside of him, and that is normal.
所以在这里六章第七节说，叶伯以可咽的食物来比喻他苦难中所经历的。
So here in verse 7, Job is using all these to tell, to illustrate how much he's hurting.
所以当一个人身在这个苦难的时候，而且被这个疾病缠身的时候。
So when a person is in the midst of suffering, and is also suffering physical illness.
食物对他来说是可咽的。
Food to him is, unpleasant.
我记得我在小时的时候生病的时候。
I remember when I was young, when I was sick.
食物对我来说没有兴趣。
I had no interest in food.
那可见叶伯的身体的机能，他的心灵情绪各方面已经到了一个快要崩溃的一个地步。
So you can see, physically and emotionally, Job is really close to having a breakdown.
因着这个缘故。
So because of this.
所以叶伯在这里说，唯愿我得着所求的，愿神赐我所切望的，就是愿神把我压碎，伸手把我剪除。
Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would fulfill my hope, that it would please God to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off.
所以叶伯因着不能够抵受这种极大的苦难。
So because Job cannot take it anymore, this kind of suffering.
他曾经咒诅过自己的生日。
He had cursed his birthday.
他曾经期望一出母胎的时候就死掉。
He was hoping also that he would be a stillborn.
那么在这里叶伯期望神能够把他压碎，能够把他剪掉。
And here, Job is hoping that God would crush him and cut him off.
那叶伯根本就是求神让他死去。
So here basically, Job is asking God to let him die.
叶伯宁愿进入这个死亡得安息。
He was hoping to enter into death to have peace.
也不愿意活着承受这个痛苦。
And he did not want to live to suffer.
他相信这个死亡能够摆脱这个苦难。
He believed that death can bring forth rest.
在希伯来文这个压碎含有这个压坏或者毁掉的意思。
So in Hebrew, the word crush have a meaning of destroying.
那剪掉呢，或者剪除是把这个线剪断。
Cut off is like a thread being cut.
或者把这个织布机上正在编织中的这个布把它剪断。
Or if it is a cloth that is being made and you cut it.
先知以赛亚曾经使用这个词语来描述这个死亡。
The prophet Isaiah have used this word to describe death.
他说，我的住处被圈聚离开我，好像牧人的帐篷一样，我将性命卷起，像织布的卷布的一样，耶和华必将我从枝头剪断，从早到晚，他要使我完结。
My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day to night, you bring me to an end.
那叶伯的无奈来到一个地步。
Job is unbearable now.
那他认为，如果死了，一切都消失掉。
He thinks that if he die, everything will go away.
所以他在这段经文他说，
So here he said,
他说观看我的人他的眼必不再见我你的眼目要看我我却不在了
He said the eye of him who sees me will behold me no more while your eyes are on me I shall be gone
而云彩消散而过照样人下阴间也不再上来
As the cloud fades and vanishes so he who goes down to Sheol does not come up
他不再回自己的家故土也不再认识他
He returns no more to his house nor does his place know him anymore
所以耶伯虽然很渴望能够在死里得安息
So Job is hoping that in death he will have rest
但因为他是一个敬畏神的人
But because he's a God-fearing man
他深信每一个人的生命在神的手中
He believed that everyone's life is in the hands of God
所以他从来没有想过轻生或者想到这个自杀的一个这个念头
So suicide will never cross his mind
那么在耶伯记第六章第十一节到第十三节耶伯为了在这里为了一系列的问题问
So from Job chapter 6, 11 to 13, Job asked a slew of questions.
他说我有什么气力使我等候
He said, what is my strength that I should wait?
我有什么结局使我忍耐
And what is my end that I should be patient?
我的气力岂是石头的气力
Is my strength the strength of stones?
我的肉身岂是铜的呢
Or is my flesh bronze?
那么在我岂不是毫无帮助吗
Have I any help in me?
那么智慧却不是从我心中感触进进吗
When resource is driven from me.
所以在这里耶伯以这些问题来说明他已经到了一个山穷水尽的一个地步
So here Job is using these questions to express that he is at the end of his rope
这些问题都是羞耻问句的问题
So all these questions are rhetorical questions
不用问已经知道了
You don't have to ask and you know the answer
所以耶伯说我有什么气力使我等候答案是没有
So Job said, what is my strength? The answer is, no, there's no strength.
他也问,我有什么结局使我忍耐?答案也是没有。
And he said, what is my end? The answer is still no, there is no end.
我的气力岂是石头的气力?不是。
Is my strength the strength of stones? No.
我的肉体岂是铜的呢?也不是。
Or is my flesh bronze? The answer is still no.
在我岂不是毫无帮助吗？是。
Have I any help in me? Do I have any help left? And the answer is no.
Yes.
Do I have any help rest? Okay, yes.
智慧不是从我心中感触进进吗 Yes.
When resources is driven from me, yes.
那么从这些问题我们看见耶伯已经没有能力承受这些苦难的重担。
From these questions, we saw that Job is without strength. He is completely exhausted.
所以他希望这个复兴快快的来到。
So he was hoping that renewal will come quickly.
他不可长久的忍耐这些苦难的折磨
He can no longer endure the suffering
因为他的身体不是铜做的
Because his body is not made of bronze
他已经不能够忍受下去
He said he cannot endure anymore
他已经不能够应付这些苦难所带来的压力和冲击
He can no longer endure the pressure and the blow from all these sufferings.
所以耶伯在这段经文使用了四个词句来说明苦难中所需要的力量还有这些资源。
So here he used four words to explain about the strength and the resource he needs to endure these sufferings.
也就是气力、结局、帮助跟智慧。
It is strength and help and resource.
所以耶伯受苦的时候，他希望这四个能帮助他胜过苦难的资源和力量。
So when he was suffering, he was hoping that these four things can help him, give him strength and give him resource.
所以这个气力是指这个体力。
So strength is talking about physical strength.
是指这个心情、意志、精神方面的健康。
It's talking about the physical, mental, health.
如果没有这个健康的身体。
Without a healthy body.
如果没有这个喜乐的心情。
If you do not have joy in your heart.
如果没有这个清醒的头脑。
If you don't have a clear mind.
如果没有一个坚强的意志。
If you do not have a strong will.
人就不能够面对这个苦难的折磨而生存下去。
Then man cannot endure or face the sufferings and continue.
所以耶伯其中一个朋友以利法认为有些人的气力和意志虚弱不定。
So one of Job's friends think that for some people, their physical strength or their mind is not strong.
当遇到这个问题的时候，他就会感到惊慌。
And so when they face problems, they will freak.
这个是他的朋友以利法所说的。
And this is what his friend said.
他说极难困苦叫他害怕，而且胜了他好像君王预备上阵一样。
Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him like a king ready for battle.
所以第二个结局第二个这个资源叶伯说是结局。
So the second one is end, the end.
那所谓这个结局是讲到这个一个乐观的一个态度。
So, when we talk about the end, it's talking about an optimistic view.
蛮有信心和把握。
Full of faith, full of confidence.
对这个将来充满这个希望。
And it's full of hope for the future.
他也相信有一个美好的结局。
He will believe that is a good end.
以致心中充满了这个能得胜苦难的一种力量。
And so in his heart, he's full of strength to overcome this suffering.
但是我们从圣经看到耶伯感到非常的沮丧，还有绝望。
But the Bible tells us that Job was full of depression and anxiety.
所以耶伯的朋友以利法对耶伯的悲观也有他的看法。
So his other friend, have an idea about his depression.
所以以利法认为恶人本来对自己的将来感到悲观，没有信心。
So Eliphaz think that for bad people, they would feel pessimistic about their future.
他不信自己能从黑暗中转回，他被刀剑等候。
He said he does not believe that he will return out of darkness, and he is marked for the sword.
所以我们看到叶伯的朋友以利法就好像一个人在受苦的时候还给他泼冷水。
So this friend of Job is kind of like pouring water, pouring ice water over someone who is already suffering.
Yeah. 那么第三个资源是帮助。
The third term is help.
那帮助是来自一个人内心那种力量。
Help comes from the inner self.
这个不是肉体的力量。
It is not a physical.
而是指这个来自神那种力量。
But it is a strength came from God.
这个力量超越人的力量。
It is a superhuman strength.
可以帮助一个人胜过这个苦难。
To help a person overcome suffering.
就如诗篇第四十六篇第一节说
，Just like what is said in Psalm 46:1.
那么神是我的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
然后第四个资源是智慧。
The fourth one is resource.
那智慧是一种优良超越生命质数的一种资源。
So, resource is a distinctive, excellent, character.
那能够帮助人胜过这个患难。
And it can help someone overcome suffering.
能够帮助一个人从苦难中走出来。
And it can help someone to walk out of the suffering.
啊，这个是一种内在生命的一种资源。
And it is a resource that is from within.
一个人如果他有智慧，
If a person has resource,
他就能够在苦难中能够找到这个答案。
Then he will be able to find the answer in the midst of suffering.
能够在这个苦难中能够找到这个出路还有安慰。
And he can find a way out and also he can find encouragement.
所以约伯懂得这个道理。
Job understands this.
他知道如果要应付这个苦难，
He understands that if he is to overcome the suffering,
胜过这个困境的办法是从神而来的。
The only way is the help from God.
所以约伯在这里他继续地说。
So Job continue here.
他说人在世上岂无征战吗？他的日子不像雇工人的日子吗？像奴仆切慕黑影，像雇工人盼望工价，我也照样经过困苦的日夜，夜间的疲乏为我而定。
Has not man a hard service on earth, and are not his days like the days of a hired hand, like a slave who longs for the shadow, and like a hired hand who looks for his wages? So I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are appointed to me.
我躺卧的时候便说，我何时而起来，黑夜就过去了，我竟是翻来覆去直到天亮，我的肉体以虫子和尘土为衣，我的皮肤才收了口又重新破裂。
When I lie down I say, When shall I rise? But the night is long, and I am full of tossing till the dawn. My flesh is clothed with worms and dirtMy skin hardens, then breaks out afresh.
我的日子比云更快，都消耗在无指望之中。求你想念我的生命，不过是一口气。我的眼睛必不再见福乐。
My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and come to their end without hope. Remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never again see good.
所以约伯在这里使用一些比喻来描述这个短暂又充满劳苦痛苦的一个人生。
So Job here used some comparison to tell about the shortness and the pain that is involved in living.
啊，他说人生好像一场征战一样。
He said life is like a battle.
或者说人生充满这个征战。
Or in other words, life is full of battles.
征战就是被派去做这个服兵役，被逼的，这个不是被派的。
Battle is like being drafted to go to battle.
啊，负起这个艰苦又危险的这个生活。
And you have to go on difficult missions.
所以约伯使用这个词语来描述这个艰苦的人生。
So he used this to describe the difficulty in life.
然后他又用这个雇工人。
And he used slave to describe.
I think it's a higher hand.
Oh, higher hands.
是指那些因为贫穷而被逼在田里或者卧场做这个苦工的工人。
And it's because they are so poor, they have to be hired to go into the field, to work hard.
那这些雇工就是生活在这个贫穷还有这个社会的边缘的人。
So these hired hands lives in poverty and also at the edge of the society.
他们没有保障。
They don't have any protection.
经常被人藐视。
They are often looked down upon.
甚至受到雇主不公平的对待。
And he may be treated unfairly by the owner.
那除此之外，约伯也用这个奴仆来说明这些他受苦的经历。
Besides this, Job also used the word slave to describe his experience.
那么在古代的奴仆通常都是很贫穷。
So in the olden days, slaves are poor people.
而且被人逼做这个苦工。
And they are forced into labor.
为了赚取一点点的工价,
and in order to earn a little bit,
他必须整天的为他的主人劳碌,
he must work all day long for his master.
所以这个奴仆希望能够得到工价, 然后晚上能够得安息,
so the slave wishes that he would receive his wages and then be able to rest at night.
所以在耶伯记第一章, 第七章第一到第七节这么说, 第三节这么说,
so Job said this in chapter 7 verse 1 to 3.
他说人在世上岂无征战吗? 他日子不像雇工人的日子吗? 像奴仆切慕黑影, 像雇工人盼望工价, 我也照样经过困苦的日夜, 夜间的疲乏, 为我而定。
Has not man a hard service on earth, and are not his days like the days of a hired hand? Like a slave who longs for the shadow, and like a hired hand who looks for his wages, so I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are appointed to me.
请注意这段经文最后一句, 我也照样经过困苦的日夜, 夜间的疲乏为我而定。
So the very last phrase, I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are appointed.
所以耶伯深深地感到自己的生活在这个水深火热之中。
So Job felt that he is in death, in the death of heat, his situation.
身心灵感到非常的疲累。
And he was very, very tired physically and emotionally.
所以他用了两个词句来形容自己的经历。
So he used two words to describe his experience.
也就是困苦跟疲乏。
And it is pain and exhaustion.
What is it? Emptiness.
Oh. Emptiness.
所以这个困苦它含有这个虚假。 还有虚空的意思。
So the pain that he's feeling, it has the feeling of it has the meaning of empty or fake.
耶伯认为人生非常的虚假而且不实际。
He think that life is very fake and also it is not practical.
那疲乏当然我们知道是劳苦劳碌受难患难的意思。
So in the tiredness, it means that it is hardworking, suffering, disaster.
所以耶伯感到非常的疲累，还有疲乏。
So in one word, Job is exhausted.
所以耶伯实在的是遭遇了许多的患难。
And yes, Job has suffered a lot.
所以他感到非常的痛苦，非常的疲累。
He felt pain. And he also is exhausted.
所以他说, 我也照样经过困苦的日夜,夜间的疲乏为我而定。
So I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are apportioned to me.
所以我们可以在这里看到, 耶伯的心声。
And here we can see how he was feeling.
我躺卧的时候便说,我何时起来,黑夜就过去了。我竟是翻来覆去,直到天亮。我的肉体与虫子和尘土为一,我的皮肤才收了口又重新破裂。When
I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? But the night is long and I am full of tossing till the dawn. My flesh is clothed with worms and dirt. My skin hardens, then breaks out afresh.
你可以想象一下耶伯的处境吗?
Can you imagine the situation Job was in?
或者你有一天你进入一个隧道,很黑暗的隧道。
Maybe one day you enter into a tunnel, a very dark tunnel.
或者有一天你去爬山,进入一个山洞。
Or maybe one day when you were hiking, you entered into a cave.
你迷失了路。
You have lost your way.
一切都是黑黑的。
Everything was dark.
这个就是耶伯的处境。
And this is what Job was in.
所以刚才我谈到那个结局。
So just now I talk about the end.
耶伯, 如果我有这个资源, 这个结局,
Job said, if I have the resource and I have the end,
这个结局就盼望能够在这个黑暗里面看到这个光明。
And the end, what he's hoping for is that I can see the bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
所以当你遇到苦难的时候,
So when you face suffering,
当你感觉到人生好像没有希望的时候,
And when you feel hopeless in life,
但是我们是身为神的儿女的人,
But we are children of God.
我们知道有一个结局。
We know there is an end.
在这个黑暗的隧道里面,
In this very dark tunnel, there will be light.
所以耶伯最后他说，求你想念我的生命不过是一口气，我的眼睛必不再看见福乐。And
so Job said, remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never again see good.
所以耶伯虽然他处在这个苦难当中,
So even though Job was in the midst of suffering,
他相信
He believed that God will still remember him. Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message. Dear Heavenly Father, just like what David said,
人是不能够逃避苦难的,
Man cannot escape suffering.
是的, 可能有一天我们要面对苦难,
And maybe, yes, one day we will face suffering.
可能你正在面对一些苦难,
Maybe you're in the midst of suffering.
但是我们知道我们的资源是从神而来的。
But we know that our resource comes from God.
我们知道借助这些资源我们能够胜过这个苦难。
And we know that through these resources we can overcome suffering.
我们也知道将会有个美好的结局。
And we know that there will be a happy ending.
我们在这个黑暗当中有一天我们会看到这个光明。
We know that in the midst of darkness we will see light.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
所以当我们遇到苦难的时候,
So as we face suffering,
我们要抓紧神的应许。
We need to hold on to God's promises.
神允许我们帮助我们度过这个苦难。
God promised to help us through sufferings.
那么最终我们会看到这个美好的结局。
And that we will see the good ending.
天父求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Heavenly Father.
让我们能够明白我们的身份。
Help us to understand our position.
我们是有盼望的人。
And that we are of hope.
无论苦难有多大,
No matter how great the suffering is,
借助你我们能够胜过一切。
Through you we can overcome everything.
我们谢谢你因为你是我们那位天父。
We thank you because you are our Heavenly Father.
我们把自己交托在你的手中, 求你保守我们。
We lift ourselves up to you, please protect us.
我们将祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.